CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. You can find the text of the bulletin on the RSGB's own website and text with the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS News for Sunday the 3rd of May 2020. Here are the main news headlines. Get on the air to care campaign succeeding. May Radcom made available to all online. Repeater and beacon insurance renewed. The RSGB is delighted with the support from radio amateurs and clubs for its Get on the Air to Care campaign with the NHS. You can find out more on the RSGB's own website. There we will also be highlighting stories and photos from clubs and individuals. If you have a story to tell about how you are getting on the air to care during these times of social isolation, please send it to comms, that's COMMS, at rsgb.org.uk. As another part of the RSGB Get on the Air to Care campaign, the May edition of Radcom has been made available to radio amateurs around the world to read online as a sample edition. A number of IARU national societies have taken a similar step, and the RSGB is happy to join those societies in supporting the worldwide amateur radio community during these difficult times. You can find it on the RSGB site. RSGB Club Insurance and Beacon and Repeater Insurance has now been renewed for the year to April 2021. Club Insurance certificates can be downloaded from the RSGB website. Please use your membership services login to obtain a copy of your... And there's a bit missing here, so I think we can take that sentence as a please use your membership services login to obtain a copy. The latest figures for the RSGB's remote invigilation of amateur radio exams shows that 116 exams have been run as of Friday the 1st of May. Of these, 109 candidates have passed and a total of 997 different questions have been asked. There are currently 80 exams booked and ready to be taken up until the 8th of May. A total of 300 more are scheduled to take place in May, with a further 187 so far scheduled to take place in June. And there are more in the pipeline. The RSGB is grateful to all those working to make this possible during the COVID-19 pandemic. To commemorate the 75th anniversary of VE Day and VJ Day, the RSGB has organised the VE/VJ Day Amateur Radio Marathon on the HF bands and 6 metres using SSB, CW and digital modes. 3 special UK call signs, GB75PECE, that's PEACE, GB1945PE, GB1945PJ will be on the air from the 1st to the 31st of May, and again between the 1st and 31st of August. The special stations have their own QRZ.com pages that give the details of activation schedule. If you wish to participate and transmit using a VEVJ Day Radio Marathon call sign, please contact G0FCT via email to csc.chair@rsgb.org.uk. Full details of Radio Marathon and the 5 awards are on the Society's Radio Marathon web page. As part of its Strategy 2022, the RSGB has just launched Beyond Exams, which is a group of resources to encourage participation and highlight the diversity of amateur radio. Beyond Exams includes awards and schemes to help amateur radio licence holders and clubs get the most from the hobby. During these challenging times of the global pandemic, Beyond Exams is an important part of the Society's Get on the Air to Care campaign involved in the scheme as a radio amateur or a club. See the RSGB website for more details. The 93rd Annual General Meeting of the Radio Society of Great Britain, due to be held on the 25th of April in Birmingham, was cancelled because of a government restriction on travel and public meetings because of the pandemic. The board convened an online meeting to receive the results of the vote submitted by the Society's members on the resolutions and elections they were asked to consider in the calling notice. Members of the board, other than other RSGB officials, those standing for election, and senior members of the RSGB staff were online to follow proceedings. At the close of the meeting, the results of the various resolutions and annual trophy winners were announced online, as a result of voting by the Society's member, Dr. Stuart Bryant, G3YSX, was endorsed as a nominated director. Andy Mace, M0MUX, and Len Paget, GM0ONX, were elected as board directors. During the first meeting of the new board, Ian Shepherd, G4EVK, was elected as board chairman until the AGM in 2021. Following the AGM, the nominations committee met, and John Rogers, M0JAV, John Spurgeon, G4LKD, and Philip Willis, M0PHI, were co-opted to join the Board of Directors until the 2021 AGM. To read more about the areas of responsibility for all of board members, please go to the RSGB site. Contest University, a staple of Dayton Hamfest Hamvention, will take place this year online through the Zoom video platform, and all sessions will be free. You can register at contestuniversity.com. Live Contest University sessions via Zoom will get underway on the 14th of May at 12:45 UTC. These Fort Purbrook Amateur Radio Club will be activating GB1VE on the 8th, 9th and 10th of May from six different members' homes, two members on HF Voice, always on different bands, another on HFCW, one on HF data modes, one on 6 metres or 2 or 70, and finally one of 4 metres on Oscar 100. Full details on qrz.com. GB75BVE is now being hosted from homes in and around Bournemouth until the 10th of May. Operators will be G3YUZ, G3XBZ, G4XEE and G3WZP, using all modes in the 160 through to 2 metre bands. They hope to share VE Day commemorations on the air. The RAF Amateur Radio Society will be activating the special event GB75VD from the 1st to the 28th of May from members' homes. Details at rafars.org/GB75VED and qrz.com. Dragon Amateur Radio Club and North Wales Radio Society are operating GB0GIG, named after the National Health Service in the Welsh language, throughout May. The station will be active on HF, VHF and UHF, using as many modes as possible. Award certificate is available and full details you can find on qrz.com. Kent Active Radio Amateurs will be running GB0HVE on the 8th of May as part of the anniversary of VE Day. All operations will be from members' homes. Tokyo-based 7-Call Amateur Radio Club will operate 7J17-Call, C-A-L-L, for a year to celebrate the 30th anniversary of the Japanese 7-series call signs, for example, 7K1AAA. Although the Mills on the Air event has been cancelled, Chesham and District Amateur Radio Society will be operating GB0BWM for Brill Windmill from members' homes on the 9th and 10th of May. The idea is to celebrate the hope for the event next year and to give publicity to the windmill that will need to attract visitors once restrictions permit. Operations will be on 3.5, 7, 14, 50 and 144 megs, mostly SSB but with some CW and FM. It's expected that stations will be on the air from around 10 a.m. on Saturday, but a schedule of times and frequencies will be available online. XN1BOA is on the air until the 15th of May, commemorating the end of the Battle of the Atlantic. This event is being run by the Grassroots Ham Radio Club, whose operators will be active from their homes. Details qrz.com. GU75LIB will operate at varying times between the 6th and 13th of May, commemorating Liberation Day on the 9th of May. They will be operating from home, each taking turns on bands and modes. Braintree and District ARS will operate GB5VED with several club members using their home stations. These will be active over the weekend of the 7th to the 10th of May, commemorating the 75th anniversary of VE Day. Operators will include some of the senior club members who were present at the original celebrations. Contacts will be sought on HF, VHF and UHF. Listen for on HF for GB4VVV, the distinct dit-dit-dit-da of wartime broadcasting sent by the special event station managed by Andy G0SFJ. Until the 11th of May, he'd prefer EQSL. SWL reports are also welcome. Now for contest news. Busy weekend for contests, but please remember to check before the events for new rules due to lockdown and social distancing, which may differ around the world. RSGB strongly advises obeying your own government's advice first and foremost. The 432 megs to 248 megs trophy contest ends its 24-hour run at 1400 UTC today, the 3rd. Using all modes, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Another 24-hour contest is the ARRL, I think that should say, International DX event. The Thames at 1200 UTC today, the 3rd, using phone and RTTY on the 3.5 to 28 megs contest bands, the exchange's signal report and serial number, with Italian stations also giving their province code. Today, the 3rd of May, the UK Microwave Group Low Band Contest runs from 0800 to 1400 UTC, using all modes. On the 1.3 to 3.5, 3.4 gigs bands, the exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. A one-off independent 2-metre contest is being held on the 4th to promote 2-metre usage during the COVID-19 lockdown. From 2pm to 3pm, there will be an FM contest where operators should exchange signal reports, serial number and 4-character grid squares. From 3pm to 4pm there will be an FT8 contest using the standard FT8 message to exchange signal reports and grid squares. The contests are open to all licensed amateur radio operators and shortwave listeners, but due to the COVID-19 lockdown restrictions, no portable or mobile operation is permitted. More on vhflockdown.fun. On Tuesday, the 144 megs FM activity contest runs from 1800 to 1855 UTC. This is immediately followed by the UK activity contest, 1900 to 2130 UTC, all modes. The exchange is the same for both signal report, serial number and locator. Next Sunday, the 10th, sees the 70 megs CW contest run from 0900 to 1200 UTX. The exchange is signal report, serial number, locator and postcode. Also next Sunday is the IRTS 40-metre counties contest from 1200 to 1400 UTC. Using SSB and CW, the exchange is signal report and serial number, EIGI, 2I and MI stations also sending their county. The Worked All Britain 70 megs contest takes place next Sunday the 10th from 1000 to 1400 UTC. Entries need to be with the contest manager by the 20th of May. The exchange is signal report, serial number and WAB square. Full details of the rules and methods may be obtained from the WAB website, worked-all-britain.org.uk. Please note that no club or multiple operator entries will be accepted from mobile or portable stations. UK 6-metre group Summer Marathon runs from the 2nd of May to the 2nd of August using all modes, 50 megs bands. The exchange is your 4-character locator. Finally, don't forget the RSGB Hope QSO party on weekdays. See rsgbcc.org/hf for more details. So far, around 300 UK and non-UK participants have taken part, and for some it's been their very first attempt at an HF contest, one participant told us. It was their very first attempt at CW in 36 years, so come and join the fun. Now for radio propagation report, compiled by G0KYAG3YLA and G4BAO. Sunspots are like buses. You will wait all month and two turn up at once. Even more interesting is that the sunspot groups are from two different cycles. The first group, AR2760, was from the outgoing solar cycle 24, and the second, AR2762, is from the new solar cycle 25. We know this due to their magnetic signatures and the relative location of the spots on the sun's surface. AR2762 was a high-altitude spot, whilst AR2760 was almost on the solar equator. In any event, both spots were very minor and had little or no effect on solar flux index, which hovered around the 69 to 71 mark. Geomagnetic conditions were more settled, with the KP index remaining at 0 or 1 towards the end of the week. The highlight of the week was the 2020 summer sporadic e-season on 10, which is growing in strength. Stations in Gibraltar, Spain, Romania, Finland, Norway and others were all workable on 10 metres, FT8, on Thursday morning, although it would have been nice to see a little more activity on CW and SSB, but more of that later. We expect solar activity to remain at very low levels in the short term, with the solar flux index remaining at 68 to 70. Geomagnetic conditions are likely to remain settled, other than this weekend when SWPC predicts the impact of particles from a solar coronal hole. NOAA disagrees and predicts that geomagnetic field activity is expected to reach active levels on Tuesday the 5th of May in response to a high-speed solar wind stream. It'll be interesting to see which of them is correct. Now for VHF and up. A small high crosses the country today and pauses over the North Sea on Monday, giving a tropo option for most areas. This is soon followed by a further spell of unsettled weather, with a good potential for rain scatter in the south over the middle of the week. Other weather models retain the high pressure, and even the unsettled models relents and brings another high to the northwest of Scotland, which will start to build across the country from the west to bring a fine tropo end to the week. As for sporadic E prospects, the next week does have some useful jet streams in good positions for paths from the UK. Early in the season, paths can be fleeting, but keep a watch on 10-metre activity and then follow the opening higher in frequency as it develops on 6 metres, 4 and eventually 2 if you're very lucky. There's a big difference between FT8 and CWSSB performance, but follow the many wonderful clusters and logging sites to see where the openings are. Try the daily sporadic E blog on propquest.co.uk to get an idea of the significant jet streams. It will have changes to the charts and a trial of the sporadic E probability index, or EPI. There's plenty of to investigate on the 2020 sporadic E season. There are two meteor showers upcoming this week. The larger is the Eta Aquarid, which is on Tuesday, and the Eta Lyrids, which occurs on Thursday. Moon declination goes negative on Tuesday, followed by perigee on Wednesday with lowest EME path losses. 144 MHz sky noise is very high today and for the early part of next week. And that's it from the propagation team this week. That's all from me this week also.